This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly. Now, let me just give you the shout-out concerning the number real quick, please. The number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. You can call in at any time, even the first segment here. What we're going to be talking about is, you know, we just heard during the break, friends, that the VFW is demanding an apology from none other than Donald Trump for the things that he said concerning the Muslim father that lost his son in Afghanistan. Well, we're going to tell you some things about that man that the media is not telling you about that man, namely that he is an operative for, guess what, friends, the Muslim Brotherhood. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to dissect that, and I'm going to bring it about line upon line, precept upon precept, and break it up so you can understand what's actually happening there. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because it was President Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, who said, who can ever change public opinion can change the government. He said, whoever can change public opinion can change the government. See, so folks, what we do is we have the media trying to work the emotions of the people because the principles of the people are MIA, okay? They're gone. They're lost. They're an emotional people. They're swayed by opinion rather than they are their own principles, and that's why they're in trouble today. And that's exactly what's going on, not only at the DNC, but also at the RNC. I wanted to hit this off really quick, and we're also going to be talking about the whole the Pope, again, the Antichrist himself, calling for a new world order again, and he's talking to the young people and basically telling the young people, in essence, friends, that you need to get used to a world without borders and without walls. Okay, so we have the Russians working along with the Chinese, working along with the Americans, working along with the popery, trying to establish a new world order. So instead of them actually magnifying the laws to keep the peace, to establish righteousness so we can be a free people, they're advocating lawlessness, and they're all in it together. It's a covenant of hell, and it's a covenant of death, which will, again, be disannulled because, again, America and globally, 53 countries that are listening right now, you still yet to learn from history to understand how this works. So let's get to this, because I need to hit this, and hopefully I can get this done in one segment. Folks, people over the weekend have taken the time, again, to hear what they want to hear concerning what I am telling you about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And what I'm saying here, friends, is people are not paying attention to the Word of God. What they're doing is they're justifying the likes of Donald Trump. But what's interesting, again, they're attacking the Word of God, yet they call themselves Christians. And I'm just simply asking the question, friends. When Scripture tells us in 2 Chronicles 19:2, should thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore, wrath is upon thee from before the Lord. Let me say that again, 2 Chronicles 19:2. Shouldest thou help the ungodly Should you help those that advocate what God condemns and love them that hate the Lord? Hate to the Lord is disobedience to the Lord, friends. Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Again, 2 Chronicles 19:2. Well, I want to tell you, friends, why some people are wanting Trump to be the president of the United States. Because they're looking for an easy fix. Instead of taking responsibility and fixing the corrupt establishment, they want to have Trump as their leader rather than a representative government, which is in proper perspective. Now, I've also told you, friends, last week, and again, people were hearing what they wanted to hear. They extract what they... Hey, folks, they're like a bunch of pigeons picking peas. They pick the ones they want, and they spit out the ones they don't want. And I'll tell you what, you want to get people mad? Hit their politics, friends. Hit their idols. I'll tell you what, you'll see what they're really about. You'll see their teeth. Well, Bradley, are you telling us not to vote? I didn't tell you not to vote. I told you, listen carefully, to tear down the establishment system, which is corrupt, and it's counter to American government. Because it's the establishment that everybody's complaining about. And I'll tell you what, people that advocate Donald Trump are only trying to justify themselves, as are they trying to get someone else to fix the problems because they are negligent, they are derelict of duty, and they don't want to take the responsibility to right the wrongs themselves. So therefore, instead of having a representative government, what they're going to do is they're going to say, hey, Donald, you fix the problems for us. We want a king now. And no wonder why they act in such a fashion. Friends, you've given them the license to go ahead and do that. I mean, as if to say that Donald Trump can now tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own immoral image. The way that you've been complaining about Barack Hussein Obama, oh yeah, rightfully so, 1,180 times he's actually transgressed the Constitution of the United States of America. And isn't it interesting, friends, going back to the break, isn't it interesting that you have Barack Hussein Obama talking about how nobody's done more for America than the Gold Star families. Now because it interjects, friends, a Muslim at the DNC. Isn't it interesting? Now it matters. But it's interesting, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Nobody's done more for the Gold Star families. Hey, folks. To America than the Gold Star families. You've been transgressing. You've been spitting on the graves at Arlington since day one, and the American people have been letting you do it. See, this is what I'm talking about. Folks, it's true what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, hey, listen, whoever can change public opinion can change the government. Instead of the American people actually knowing what the Constitution says for themselves, they're moved by emotions. And they want the guy that looks just like them. Just like them. Again, friends, those Trumpites out there that are trying to justify Donald Trump, hey, listen, you're looking for an easy fix. You want him to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourself and your country and your posterity. That's really what this comes down to. Because it's also interesting to note that if it were a representative government, then the people would enforce the laws so we, friends, could have our constitutional republic in order. Rather than to have a leader who tears it down attempts to recreate it in his own image. And that's exactly what you're allowing the next administration to do. Even with Barack Hussein Obama, do you not realize, folks, if you would have been the law, he couldn't have violated it one time. But you failed to be the law before God. You have said there is no king but King Caesar as the Christ is being crucified, and you're doing the same thing today that you did during the last cycle, and the cycle before that, and the cycle before that, and the cycle before that. And I want to tell you, too, if you think that Donald Trump is going to take you out of the fact that you're going to pay the piper for the 57 million babies and the sodomites that you have advocated, you better think again.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about how people are taking their shots once again, picking peas like a bunch of pigeons, hearing what they want to hear, and refusing to hear what they don't want to hear. Talking about Donald Trump, friends. You know, you got two players on the same team, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. They both want to create a government that looks just like them, and the American people are willing to allow them to do just that. To their own demise once again. Once again. Once again. Once again. I mean, hey, folks, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same things over and over and over again. This is insane. I mean, folks, last Saturday, 2 hours I spent talking about what I'm talking about right now. And then we got phone calls. Then we got texts. Then we got live feeds. Then we got emails. Then we got phone calls. Are you telling us not to be a part of the system? No, I never said that. I'm simply telling you to tear down the old system. I'm telling you, friends, to tear down your father's altars because they're ineffective. I'm telling you, America, to tear down the altars of the establishment, which is corrupt. And it's antithetical. It runs counter to the Constitution of the United States of America because it's created a party system to divide and conquer. I'm also telling you that you've got two players that have been put up as an option by the very people that you're complaining about. Did you hear that this time? And I'm also telling you from Scripture, friends, to tear down your father's altars. Enough is enough. And I'm also telling you, those that are looking for an excuse to justify what Donald Trump advocates, it's because they themselves don't want to take the responsibility and oblige themselves by actually righting the wrongs themselves. They want Donald to do it for them. And I'll tell you what, they're going to get it, and it's not going to be what they want. And if this isn't what history has taught us over the last 5 and 6 decades, America, I need to know what it is. 1-866 582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now is your time to set me straight. Furthermore, I wanted to make the point, friends, how is it that we have all these Christian conservatives that are justifying Trump rather than the Word of God? I mean, Amos 3:3 tells us, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? They're no more interested in God than the devil is. Because if they were, they would rather obey God than man, as the apostles rightly told us. And it is better to obey God than man, regardless of the outcome. We do all that we can do and we leave the results up to God. But friends, when are you going to learn your lesson? Furthermore, when I go to 2 Corinthians 6:14, it says, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship hath light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial, sons of lawlessness, daughters of lawlessness? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever?" I mean, folks, I spent 2 hours on the radio last week talking about how people were saying to me, "Well, Bradley, if you don't give the vote to Donald, then you're giving it over to Hillary." No, I'm not giving it to either one of them. I'm trying to tell you to take it a step further and wake up as to what's going on, because you're being played the dupes of ill-designing men once again, over and over and over again. So which one loves you, America? I'm just curious. Which one cares about America? The one that wants to get you caught up in the game so you lose at the end of the day, just like you do every step of the way concerning politics in America because you tolerate corruption in your government? Or actually break it down so we can get rid of man's 10,000 policies and simply get back to God's 10 commandments so we can have our constitutional republic, so we can have our freedom, so our children can have freedom as well, friends? I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, 2 hours into it, friends. So, Bradley, I get a phone call, and I'm glad the phone call came in. I'm not capping on the caller at all. I'm not. I really not. And I'm glad that she called in. But the fact of the matter is, so, Bradley, are you telling us not to vote? Are you telling us not to be a part of politics? Don't you understand, Bradley, that if you're telling us not to vote for Donald Trump, you're giving it over to Hillary Clinton? I'm sitting there, like, pulling my hair, like, did you not hear a thing that I said? I'm telling you to quit getting caught in the middle, friends. Why do you suffer the abuses, America? That's what I want to know. And furthermore, taking it a step further to what I was just highlighting during the second segment here, friends, how is it that you call yourself a Christian and advocate corrupt man that advocates what God condemns and still call yourself a Christian? He that saith, "I know him and keepeth not his commandments," is a liar and the truth is not in him. There's the negative. There's the reproof. There's the correction, okay? Going to the other side. He that saith, "He abideth in him," ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Did you see Jesus going around advocating anybody that was actually advocating what God was condemning? No, he condemned it. He was a faithful witness that delivered souls, and he's alive forevermore. Blessed be his name, in Jesus' name. And I also want to say this, so I can jump topics here, friends, so you can hear what I am telling you. I'm telling you to be a part of politics every step of the way. I'm telling you to read Judges 6. I'm telling you to hear the voice of God. And I am telling you to tear down the altars of the establishment in this country, which have brought about so much division, derision, confusion, and it's kept a people, namely the establishment, in power long enough, friends. Long enough. Enough is enough, but you have to get to the point where you've had enough. And I'm not attacking anybody on a personal level here in the sense of, you know, Donald Trump may be cool. Hey, folks, I've seen some cool stuff out of him. You know what? But I've seen some cool stuff out of that treasonous felon murderer, Hillary Clinton. I mean, we got to really weigh things in the eyes of God. Because I desire to walk in the Lord's countenance, in the light of his countenance. And I don't want to be guilty of partaking or advocating anything that he condemns. Hey, America, when you advocate, when you say, hey, listen, I'm voting for Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton belongs in prison, okay? She's irrelevant at this point. If I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, I'm going to go ahead and give him 4 to 8 years to continuously murder the babies in the womb. And I'm going to give him 8 years to advocate because he said he was going to protect the rights of the LGBT. Let me tell you something, friends. The LGBT doesn't have rights. They don't have. God didn't give them rights to violate law. No more than he gave me rights to violate law. No more than he gave anybody to violate his law. We need to understand what's being said here. And yes, we need to dissect the information that's being thrown on us 24/7. So, if you think that you're going to go ahead and have Donald fix the problem for you, you are sadly mistaken. If you think that you are without consequence for giving the last how many presidents the thumbs up through inaction, in protest, concerning their crimes against the innocent in the womb, to the equivalent of 18 states to 57 million babies, you are sadly mistaken. You're willing to go ahead and give it to another individual so he can go ahead and elongate how many more hundreds of thousands of babies over the next 4 to 8 years? You've got to be kidding me. You're going to pay the piper, America. You are going to pay the piper. You can mark God's words. You're going to pay the piper. You're not going to get out of it. Nor would I ask God to let us get out of it, because we are guilty as hell for what we have tolerated in this country to our own shame. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed for what the American people have allotted. And I want to tell you what it falls to, friends, is false grace. That's what it is. Cheap grace is the grace we bestow upon ourselves. Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance, baptism without church discipline, communion without confession. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross of Jesus Christ, grace without Jesus Christ living and incarnate. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he was the one that was standing up against the likes of an Adolf Hitler. We're in good company here, friends. Let's get this right. Let's get to the point where we're sick and tired of playing, being played like a deck of cards to be laughed at. Folks, nobody likes to be laughed at. And I'll tell you what, I don't want Americans to be laughed at neither. We need to stand up and do the stuff as we say here in this ministry. By the way, friends, before I get to my next topic, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 Double E. And again, if you'd like to call in at any time, now is the time. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, you might ask? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, what we're going to do when we come back on the other side of this, we're going to play some audio concerning the dad of the fallen Muslim soldiers. Powerful, it says in the headline, DNC speech. I knew when I seen this, friends, I knew he was a plant. There was no question in my mind. And it's interesting, you had paid seaters at the DNC clapping for this individual as he attacks who we are. Advertently, inadvertently, well, no, to a bunch of stupefied, useful idiots that don't care to know the difference. We're going to get to that in just a minute. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Okay, so we all want to go to heaven when we die, but how exciting is it really going to be? Are we all going to sit on clouds and play harps? If there is a God, wouldn't he come up with something better? We're building a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. The Bible says that life after death includes super spiritual powers. Want to move a mountain? Check out thebiblesaysthat.org and put some purpose back in your life. thebiblesaysthat.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Okay, so here we have it, folks. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Let's go over to the dad of fallen Muslim soldier's powerful DNC speech. This is the headline, okay? Ghazir Khan. This is in part his speech. I didn't cut and paste, folks. I'm just getting the piece that I want to highlight really quick for you so you can understand really what's going on. And by the way, who this individual is, because again, friends, right when I seen this mother from another brother, brother from another mother, whatever you would have, I knew something was seriously up. Listen to this guy.
If it was up to Donald Trump, he never would have been in America. Donald Trump consistently smears the character of Muslims.
Can you stop really quick, Sam?
Suspects other minorities.
Okay, let's hit that. It's just really important because I got all these pages pulled up real quick. Lebanon, April 18th, 1983, talking about how those that are calling for, well, basically the ceasing and desisting of illegal immigrants coming into this country from Muslim nations. Did you know that Islam was banned from the USA in 1952? But of course, the current administration doesn't want you to know that, nor does he respect, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, or uphold U.S. law. No, he's been attacking it. The Immigration and Nationality Act, passed June 27, 1952, revised the laws relating to immigration, naturalization, and nationality for the United States. The act, which became Public Law 414, established both the law and the intent of Congress regarding the immigration of aliens to the United States and remains in effect today. Among the many issues it covers, one in particular found in Chapter 2, Section 212, is the stopping, friends, of entry to the United States if the alien belongs to an organization seeking to overthrow the government of the United States of America. I do want you to understand that this father, the dad of the fallen soldier that spoke at the DNC, just so we can keep this into perspective, I want you to understand that he is a Muslim Brotherhood agent working to bring Muslims into the United States of America. Now, going on, the sorry about that. This, by its very definition, rules out Islamic immigration to the United States, but this law is being ignored by the White House, Islamic immigration to the United States, who would prohibit under the law because of Quran, Sharia law, and the Hadith all require complete submission to Islam, which is antithetical to the United States government, as I said. The Constitution, and to our republic. By the way, he talked about our democracy before he got up to the point where he started going after Trump, who's trying to put the kibosh, the buck stops here, concerning Muslims coming into this country. But again, folks, they didn't want you to know what I'm telling you. Of course not. All Muslims who attest that the Quran is their life's guiding principle subscribe to submission to Islam and its form of government. Now, the political correct crowd would say that the Islamists cannot be prohibited from entering the United States because Islam is a religion. Whether it is a religion is immaterial because the law states that aliens who are affiliated with any organization that advocates the overthrow of our government are prohibited. Okay? And by the way, this individual is also talking about how Donald Trump, how Americans are speaking and smearing the characterization of, you know, the Islamists. Lebanon, April 18th, 1983. The 1983 U.S. Embassy bombing in Beirut, Lebanon, by the Islamic Jihadist Organization. Lebanon, October 23, 1983, the 1983 Beirut Barak bombings by Islamic Jihad Organization. Folks, Kuwait, Lebanon, Indonesia, Spain, Greece, Turkey, Israel, Egypt, China, Argentina, United States, India, Turkey, Israel, Argentina, United Kingdom, Israel, Philippines, Algeria, Israel, France, Croatia, Israel, Egypt, Saudi Arabia. Folks, Saudi Arabia, these are all Islamist jihadist attacks. And he's talking about how the American people that are saying enough to the Muslims coming into the United States of America, we're smearing the character of Muslims. No, wait a second. You're doing that all on your own. You did that. We didn't do that. You're playing the accuser of the brethren. And you might want to ask who your God is at that point, because we know Satan is the accuser of the brethren. Saudi Arabia, China, Israel, Bosnia, Egypt, India, Tanzania, Malaysia, Yemen, India, Indonesia, Israel, Bangladesh, Israel, Philippines, Israel, Afghanistan, United States, India, Israel, India. Folks, that was all the way up from 1980s to 2001. Then there's another list from 2002 to 2009, folks. There's probably at least right in front of me right now, probably 200 to 300 attacks. And he's saying that we're patriotic Americans are attacking and characterizing the Islamic faith to what it is not. When in fact, folks, it's everything that you have been saying. It's everything the American people feel. And it's interesting as well, friends, how Fox News defends these people every step of the way, namely Megyn Kelly. Is that not crazy to anybody listening right now? But then again, we know that they're part Muslim-owned. So that might explain a little as to why they're constantly defending the Muslims, right? You know, they were the ones that said that they couldn't afford a strong American government. Nope, so let's tear it down. How do we do that? We infiltrate with Muslims. Let's go back. Okay, folks, so are you tracking with me? All these jihadist attacks all across the globe, and he says that the likes of Donald Trump and the American people that are putting their foot down on the Muslim immigration into the United States of America is mischaracterizing the Islamic faith. Who does he think he's kidding? Well, of course he's talking to the DNC, these useful idiots, right? But keep in mind at the DNC, they were bought and paid for, those cedars were. I read the ad off to you last week. They were paid $50 a day to go and applaud everything Hillary and her lineup had to say. Buggy, go ahead and play that, please.
Judges, even his own party leadership, he vows to build walls and ban us from this country.
These are Americans, friends.
Donald Trump, you're asking Americans to trust you with their future. Let me ask you, have you even read the United States Constitution?
By the way, keep in mind, friends, Sharia law runs counter to the United States Constitution. They've already said that they are above American law.
I gladly lend you my copy.
These are Americans at the DNC. So they're not attacking America. They're appeasing. Remember that public opinion thing I said about Abraham Lincoln?
Look for the words. Look for the words liberty and equal protection of law.
According to...
Have you ever been to Arlington Cemetery?
Okay.
Or look at the graves of brave patriots who died defending United States of America.
Okay, stop right there. With all due respect, if it's true at all that Khazar Khan lost his son in Afghanistan fighting against Muslims, I got a question for you. How can Satan's kingdom stand if it be divided one against another? His son supposedly died, okay, and by the way, if it's legit, great. But we know that this man is not legit. We know that this man is helping the Muslim Brotherhood infiltrate the United States of America. We know that is a fact. And who other to put him up outside of Hillary Clinton? Okay? I want to ask you the question, America. So he lost his son fighting in Afghanistan, a Muslim killing other Muslims. Wouldn't that be treason one against another? Why, of course it is. Why, of course it is. So I have a question, again, let's go back to Arlington Cemetery. He's saying to Donald Trump and to the American people that have said enough to the Muslims, he said, have you ever been to Arlington Cemetery? America, I go there every year, at least once to twice, every single year, to say thank you to those guys, to those girls, for their ultimate sacrifice, giving me the freedom in which I have to stand up against the dangerous ideologies that you're tolerating today. Hey, America, guess what? I have been to Arlington Cemetery. And I'll tell you what. I see a sea. I see a sea to the left, to the right, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south. A sea of Christian crosses above the heads of our fallen that have fallen fighting against the very ideologies that America you're tolerating today. I see Christian crosses everywhere. And I want to tell you, the last time I was there, I started seeing a couple Muslim headstones. And I'm trying to figure out, wait a second. We all know that this is one nation under God. We all understand that because we can look at every state preamble to understand that we are a Christian nation established on the Mosaic Institution. And we also understand that Khazar Khan is a Muslim Brotherhood agent that you were not supposed to find out about, number one. And number two, they have already declared that their law is above American law. And by the way, when you go back to the White House, you can see Barack Hussein Obama has been practicing what he's been preaching since day one when he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America by ignoring our laws and riding above them roughshod. Am I right? Or am I wrong? Hey, friends, I want you to know, while even the conservatives are going along to get along, and the likes of Megyn Kelly and Fox News are defending these people, you might want to know who they are. They're Muslim Brotherhood agents.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
He sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like comp books for just 50 cents each. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So, whoever can change public opinion can change the government, and look what they do without you knowing the facts. And of course, they didn't want you to know the facts. Hey folks, I hope you can understand after what I just get, actually after what I just got done exposing, how I'm standing on principle here. I'm not siding with the arm of the flesh at any given opportunity. I'm not doing that. I know there's a lot of people out there. You're a bunch of chameleons. You're worthless. I totally get it. You're worthless. The devil can't even use you, really. My job as a preacher, first and foremost, as it is a constitutionalist, is to justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. We're called to reprove darkness by being the light that we're called to be. That's it. That's my job. Where there's a lie, it's exposed. Where there's truth, let's justify it. But I want to tell you concerning this Khazar Khan, he's a con, friends. He's a con from start to finish. And no, Donald Trump and the American people don't owe these people an apology. We owe them the law. Because when we magnify the law, just like he said, well, if it was up to Donald Trump, I wouldn't be in this country. Well, you know what? You're exactly right. Because we already know the fruits of your people and how you act. And furthermore, again, let me go back to the point. If your God was God, why did you have to come to America in the first place? Because you wanted opportunity, he said. Opportunity to do what? to destroy this country? You want to bring your false gods into America? Your dangerous political ideology, because it's not a religion, it's a political ideology being used globally to squash anybody and everybody through totalitarianism. That's all this is. And yet you have these bought and paid useful idiots at the DNC, and of course they're seeing and highlighting this poor individual who lost his son, and if that's the case, you know what? Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your sacrifice. But the way that I thank the sacrifice is by standing on the side of law. You know, it's like I did a piece on respecting the President of the United States of America. You know how you respect the presidency of the United States of America? Folks, when they break the law once, impeach them. That's how you respect the office, Article 2, Section 4. I want to highlight one more piece from the Sons of Liberty. By the way, what the media is not telling you about the Muslim who attacked Donald Trump, and keep in mind, friends, these people are not under attack. They're the ones doing the attacking, just like the homosexuals, just like the atheists, just like this criminal administration. Okay? You do need to understand that. Okay? Well, as long as we get that out of the way, that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. You know what? I think I had one more little ditty I had to give you from a president named Theodore Roosevelt, who had rightly said concerning immigration in the United States of America. He said, in the first place, we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, okay, to conform themselves to our laws, he shall be treated on an exact equality with everyone else, because we're all ruled by the same law. For it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. But this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American, and nothing but an American. There can be no divide allegiance, right? Any man who says he is an American but something else also isn't an American at all. That's what we're talking about. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room for but one soul, loyalty, and that is a loyalty to the American people, one nation under the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in which Jesus Christ himself fulfilled. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. That was from a president, friends. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I have one more topic I would like to highlight. I don't understand all you Catholics out there. Have you read the Word of God? You know what people call themselves Catholics or Wesleyans, or they call themselves Lutherans, or they call themselves the Faithers, or they call themselves the Baptists. I don't understand that. Christ isn't divided, Scripture tells us. There's supposed to be no schism in the body. If we all read the same Bible, we should all have the same objective. And our objective is to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what makes us Christians. Read Acts 11. By the way, they were called Christians. They weren't walking around wearing little bracelets saying, "What would Jesus do?" No, it's what is Jesus doing? And they were called Christians because they were doing what Jesus was doing. But it's interesting how people, especially Catholics, I don't understand why the Catholics are so staunch about the commandments of men, which make the commandments of God void temporarily. I don't understand why we've left Scripture, Catholics, to concede to man's commandments. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I brought it up in the past several times, but at the beginning of the show I was talking about how the Catholics, namely the Pope, for some reason or another, you let him wear the pants. You let him dictate. For some reason or another, you believe that he's got a relationship with God that you can't have. I can't find that in Scripture. And I also see in Scripture that when the Bible talks about the revelation that was given unto us through Peter, that was revelation, friends. And when he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church," that was the revelation of Jesus Christ, which we have through the New and Old Testaments. We don't need to have a mediator outside of Christ to have a union with God. By the way, it's a union, not a relationship. Read Scriptures. But folks, here we have the Pope again, and he's been called out as an antichrist for how many centuries? It's a bloodless gospel, and I want to tell you something. If it's a bloodless gospel, it's a lifeless gospel. You only got one direction to go after that. And it is a bloodless gospel that the poperies, and folks, the popes of the present and the past have been preaching. And it's interesting, the heathen can see this, and yet the Catholics can't, in so many different ways. I got a question for all you good Catholics, and I know that there's good Catholics out there. Why is it that the Pope now, this brand new Pope Francis, has openly promoted a one world religion or a new world order, just like Barack Hussein Obama, just like George Bush Sr. over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit, just like the Russians and just like the Chinese? Why are they all together calling for a new world order? As a matter of fact, on Sunday, Pope Francis told hundreds of thousands, hey, folks, if he's not telling you to apologize to the homosexuals, which God condemns, if he's not telling you that you're not a Christian, if you desire to actually uphold the rights that God has given unto you through the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, hey, folks, he's called you, he said that you're not Christians if you own guns. Yet when you look at him, he's behind a glass shield with Secret Service all around him, protecting him from the people that he's, I mean, that's what Jesus did, right? I guess Jesus walked around with a bunch of armed guards protecting him from the people. No. Jesus is in it, neck deep, literally, with the people. And that's exactly what the church should be doing. And if you're not doing that, I got a question for you. Who's got your heart? It isn't the Christ. But on Sunday, Pope Francis told hundreds of thousands of young people gathered for, listen carefully, for World Youth Day in Poland. Notice they're going to the young people, just like any other dictatorship in Poland, that they need to believe in a new humanity and that they should refuse to see borders as barriers. Why is he advocating world government? I'm asking all you good Catholics. How come he's not advocating the Word of God? How come he's not condemning sin and preaching righteousness? He advocates what God condemns, you good Catholics. And if you love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, matter of fact, read Matthew 6, 33 when you get a moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. That's the New Testament. Going back to the Old, Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. You're going to obey Him above any man that wants to pervert His word. Furthermore, read Galatians 1 when you get a moment. But why is it that you're moved with every wind of doctrine? It seems like what he comes out and says, then all of a sudden it's okay for you Catholics. Wow. Really? Anybody that adds to or takes away from these words of prophecy, the Lord said, at the end of the book in Revelations, he said these curses will be added unto them. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive the people. Why is the Pope now telling people to believe in a new humanity? There's nothing new under the sun. Why is he telling the young people to refuse to see borders and barriers? Folks, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. See ya!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.